Good morning. This is Chris Peppel, and you're listening to my Look to See Me podcast. This is going to be short because you're going to hear a lot of background noise. I am sitting at the shoreline in Alabama in an absolutely beautiful, beautiful spot. But I wanted you to hear the waves. I've said that before on my podcast. You know, I want to record where I am and let you hear the world around me as I am. And I just think about the shoreline, and I've had a lot going on in life. A lot of us have a lot going on in life between politics and religion in this country, and probably family tensions for a lot of people and grief for a lot of people. There's just a lot going on for so many people. And as I sit here, I realize that I am watching a lot of brokenness. I watch these waves build out into the sea and come closer and closer, and they get stronger and they get taller and they get more confident in their power. And then as they get closer to the shore, they feel that friction of the bottom of the surface, the bottom of the gulf here where I am, and it breaks them. They hit the shoreline broken. And then as they hit the shoreline, they're dragging sediment onto the shore and dragging it back off the shore. And they're creating erosion and more brokenness. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what a horrible vision of the shoreline. It's beautiful. But I think that's why I mentioned that. As I thought about it this morning and thought about the power of the waves, and we had a storm while we were here, and you just saw the darkness and the clouds roll in and the power of the waves coming all the way up higher than they had. And in all of that brokenness of breaking waves and power of erosion, pulling and sediment, just hitting the shoreline and dragging it back. There are such treasures and there's such beauty. I walked the shore this morning looking for, yes, what do we all look for when we come to the shore? Looking for shells. The waves are just bringing beautiful shells up and depositing them for somebody to pick up and say, look at this one. Look at this, what I found. Look at the beauty. Look at the colors of this one. Look at the shape of this one. And it's so healing when I step to the edge and the water just pours across my feet and I feel the coolness of the water and I feel the warmth of the sand. And it's just absolutely a beautiful moment for me. And so I realized that in that brokenness of the breaking waves and the sediment dragging across the shore, there is such treasure to be found. There is such beauty. We sit and watch in awe of the forces of nature that for us are so beautiful. I could just sit here for hours and hours and hours. And I watch the birds dive in and be nourished by the fish that they pull out. And the pelicans are flying by. The white clouds are drifting overhead. I see the footprints of so many people who are walking this journey on the same day that I am. And I think about all the footprints of people who were here. I know for a fact that my grandmother walked some of these shores. And I think about my grandfather, who I never even met, and I try to picture him on these shores. And even though the beach has long since washed away their footprints, I can remember. And so I want you to think about today the forces that might feel so overwhelming to you, the forces that might feel like they're breaking you. The forces that feel like you had built up to a point where you felt so confident, so strong, and then all of a sudden you just hit that tension in life. You hit those struggles, and it breaks you for a moment. But you're not permanently broken. That water goes back out to sea. That wave does not stay broken. That water does not disappear. It's there. It's there with beauty and still strong and still powerful. So sometimes we are like that single wave that feels broken. We hit that shore, we hit that wall, we hit that financial struggle, we hit that moment in grief, and all we feel is the brokenness. But it takes time to step back and also see the beauty. To see what we discovered about ourselves in that moment. To feel that healing touch that so many of us feel when we come to this point of brokenness. That moment where we just get a glimpse that we can heal. We're not healed yet. And I know, I'm rambling in the spirit. I know I do that quite a lot. But it just struck me this morning, the absolute power and the beauty. And I was going to talk so much about the beauty. And I was going to talk about the hurt that I brought here with me. And yet I just realized that there's a lot of brokenness in the part that I am now. But as I sensed that, I stepped back and I looked. And I thought about what I was looking for. I was looking for shells. And I was looking for hope. And I found it in the brokenness. I found it in the breaking of the waves. I found it in the tiny shells that I picked up with their purples and browns and blacks and just all the whites. And the oranges. Oh, the oranges are so pretty. The pinks. I stand in the brokenness. I stand where the waves are breaking. I stand where they are hitting their limits and falling down. And I see the beauty in the moment. And so my challenge while I'm here is to find what's still beautiful in my life, to still see the beauty, to find the power again, to find the courage, to find the strength, to find the moments of healing, to find those treasures that are just laying at the shoreline, those shells that somebody will see and say, oh, that's beautiful. Those moments are still part of me. There's still beauty that's part of me. There's joy. There's laughter. There's healing. There's still strength inside of all of us. There's so much going on that I acknowledge that we feel that brokenness at times. But I hope you reach the point where you step back and see the beauty. See the power. Find the treasures there. There's hope. One of my favorite authors used to say there's gold by moonlight. There's also treasures here at the shoreline of our lives. So if you're at the shoreline of your life, where there's a lot of change and a lot of it feels broken, look for the treasures. Look for the beauty. Step back just a little bit. See the hope that's there. See what others see. Find the people that see the beauty in you. If you're surrounding yourselves with people who can't see it, who are just tossing negativity at you, who are tossing too much criticism, and I'm not talking about the people that are helping you, who are giving you solid advice. Sometimes to grow, we have to hurt a little bit, and somebody has to remind us that taking that next step can be scary sometimes. So I'm not talking about the encouragers who are encouraging you to take the next step. You know who I'm talking about. The people that just bombard you with negativity and criticism and have stopped seeing the beauty in you. Go find those people. They're out there. There are huggers out there. There are mama bears out there. There are great friends out there. There are people who see the beauty. There are reconcilers out there. There are people full of hope. I have a friend who calls herself a hopeologist, and I absolutely love that thought. So find those people. As you stand on the shoreline, if you are feeling the brokenness, find the people who help you see the beauty, who help you find the treasures in the moment. You are loved. You are worthy. You are strong. You are courageous. Thank you for listening to this short podcast and listening to the waves crash with me. I hope you have a wonderful day. And again, this is my Look to See Me podcast. I'm Chris Pepple. Talk to you again soon.